USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The White House has no comment on White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain expecting to step down in the coming weeks. The New York Times reports this would be the biggest staffing shakeup in the Biden administration since he took over the White House 2 years ago. A search for his replacement is already reportedly underway. A former president is weighing in on the debt ceiling.
Former President Trump warning Republicans not to cut entitlement programs as part of their negotiations to raise the debt ceiling. In a video message, Trump said under no circumstances should Republicans vote to cut a single penny from Medicare or Social Security. Instead, he said cuts should be made in foreign aid, immigration programs, and what he's calling climate extremism. House Republicans have said they will not raise the debt ceiling unless deep cuts are made to federal spending. I'm John Schaefer.
A Florida woman is facing first-degree murder charges after shooting and killing her terminally ill husband. Jerry Gillen was planning to commit suicide inside his Daytona Beach hospital room but couldn't do it. His wife Ellen did. Sleepless nights and exercise have a connection. Corey Myers explains.
Should you work out when you're tired? The simple answer, yes. 1 in 3 Americans are sleep deprived. But according to Dr. Phyllis Zee, director of the Center for Circadian and Sleep Medicine at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago, it's a perfect cycle. First, there is clear data to show that regular exercise improves sleep quality. Research also shows that if you sleep better, you're more likely to exercise. So, even if you had a bad night's sleep, you should maintain your physical activity.
The Mega Millions jackpot starting to grow again. Lottery officials say no one picked all 6 numbers in last night's drawing. Tuesday's jackpot worth $31 million. As for tonight's Powerball jackpot, that's worth $473 million. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A $2.5 billion weapons package is on its way to Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the new military shipment is one of the largest yet and will help Ukraine meet its needs on the battlefield as Russian forces continue invading the country. An investigation is underway in Michigan after residents found marshmallows containing fishhooks, tacks, and other objects on their property. Pet owner Kathy Curtis expressed her concern.
Now you have to worry about nails and fish. Food. It's terrible.
Police in Farmington Hills, just outside of Detroit, say the first incident was reported back in May, but 2 other reports came in earlier this week. The items are being left to attract pets and wildlife, but so far, no one has been harmed. Graceland is hosting a public memorial service for Lisa Marie Presley this weekend. The service for Elvis Presley's daughter will be held tomorrow morning at the Memphis Mansion. Many fans coming by Graceland have shown their sorrow.
I was sad beyond words. I cried. She was his only child. Who will carry on his name?
Presley will be buried at the site's meditation garden near Elvis, her son, and Elvis's parents. Cobra Kai has been renewed for a 6th and final season. The creators of the Karate Kid spinoff announced the news in a joint statement saying they're proud to end the Netflix show on their terms. They teased future projects could happen down the line and said Cobra Kai never dies. Dave Collins, USA News.
Mr. Clean. I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe,